your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay. Police are investigating a robbery of a man in the 9100 block of East Chase Parkway. The victim was not injured. As far as we know, police have released no other info on this robbery or the business parking lot where it occurred. Jesse Madison Halton, now he's the teen that shot his mother and father allegedly in the head at their home September 11th of last year. He's been in the Elmore County Detention Facility ever since he was arrested. Well, the Elmore County Grand Jury has indicted Halton on those deaths. Halton's lawyer, Tom Azar, maintains his innocence. And the former chief of the Deetsville Volunteer Fire Department getting a plea deal for setting three fires in Elmore County. As a part of the deal, he will do no jail time. He will also have no affiliation with any other fire department for the rest of his life and will undergo counseling. That's a look at your headlines from the Montgomery Advertiser Newsroom. I'm Wendell Jay.
We have another winner of an Amazon Echo in the name game from Blue Water Broadcasting.
Congratulations to Rick Helms, the latest winner in the name game from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Payton Auto Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
Log on to our station website and submit your full name. We'll randomly draw one winner and announce their name.
You have the rest of that hour to call in and claim your Amazon Echo. Register at our website to play the name game and keep listening to win a free Amazon Echo from Gulf Coast Supply, McGriff Paint and Body, and Blue Water Broadcasting.
The following is a paid program. All content is provided by Dan Morris Productions and does not necessarily reflect the views and opinions of WACB Radio, Blue Water Broadcasting, or Liberty Acquisitions 825.
At Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars, it's all about buying confidence and trust. For over 50 years, they've offered a great selection of the finest and best hand-picked cars in the area. These cars have passed a rigid multi-point inspection and are backed by proof pricing and the Jack Ingram Signature Car Stamp of Approval. What is proof pricing? That's Jack Ingram's best price, simple and clear, with true price comparisons from third-party leaders. And when it comes to saving you money, there's nothing better than seeing the proof. Choose from the largest selection of Nissan, Volkswagen, Volvo, Audi, and Porsche-certified vehicles in our area or shop hundreds of other pre-owned mates starting as low as $7,000. And if it doesn't fit in your garage or your spouse doesn't like it, you have 3 days to return it for a full refund. Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars has hundreds of pre-owned cars, trucks, and SUVs to fit your needs. And if by some small chance they don't have it, they will find it for you and deliver it to your driveway. Confidence and trust is a Jack Ingram Signature Used Car guarantee.
Come see me, Tip Tames, at Jack Ingram Signature Used Cars on Eastern Boulevard or shop online at jackingram.com.
Montgomery Area Help Wanted.com presents the world's worst boss. The one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
Dave?
Has joined the conference.
Couple of important things to go over today. First, someone parked in my space again. But don't worry, I've had you towed and you're fired. Oh, also, we posted record profits and I got a nice bonus. But sadly, nothing left for you guys. Okay, gotta go.
Don't work for a Dave. Find a boss you can respect. One who's looking for great and local talent at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey there, this is Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage. Are you currently paying rent? Why? When you could be investing in your own home. I've got some news just for you. Alabama Home Mortgage is now offering a program that will allow you to purchase your home with only 1% down. You heard me right, 1%. Don't waste your money on rent when you can afford to buy. 1 month's rent could get you into your dream home today. You don't have 1%? Small changes can result in big savings quickly. Skip the coffee and you can buy a house. Did you know that just 1 year's worth of lattes could get you that 1% you need to get in your dream home? Alabama Home Mortgage can get you pre-approved, closed, and moved into your new home with only 1% down. Sounds like magic, right? Well, pick up the phone and let us wave our magic wand as we turn renters into homeowners. Call me, Kim Williams, at 567-4223 or visit us online at alahomemortgage.com. That's alahomemortgage.com to see just how much home you can afford. NMLS 3723. 374 Equal Housing Lender.
On FM, on your smartphone, and online, the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Driving into Napa, it's very clear that there are fires burning all around the region.
The list of people making sexual harassment allegations against film mogul Harvey Weinstein continues to grow.
The president said he wants that border wall built and other anti-immigration measures. Reaction from House Minority Leader Nancy Pelosi.
They're not principles.
Cub Scout dens beginning next year will either be all boys or all girls. The larger Cub Scout packs would have the option to remain single gender or to have both girls and boys.
Turning 65 means more responsibility
for Vladimir Putin, the head of Turkmenistan gave the Russian president a puppy.
Two heirs of Prince protesting the removal of master tapes of unreleased music and video from his Paisley Park studio complex in Minnesota.
10 Louisiana State University students are facing arrest in connection with the hazing death of a fraternity pledge.
Witnesses told police that pledges at the party were playing a drinking game. Police say the victim, 18-year-old Maxwell Groover, died with a 4.95 blood alcohol level.
A modern-day little red hen may not appear to be a quotable authority on economics, but then some authorities on economics aren't worth quoting. About a year ago, I imposed a little poetry on you. It was called The Incredible Bread Machine and made a lot of sense with reference to matters economic. You didn't object too much, so having gotten away with it once, I'm going to try again. This is a little treatise on basic economics called The Modern Little Red Hen. Once upon a time, there was a little red hen who scratched about the barnyard until she uncovered some grains of wheat. She called her neighbors and said, "If we plant this wheat, we shall have bread to eat. Who will help me plant it?" "Not I," said the cow. "Not I," said the duck. "Not I," said the pig. "Not I," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. The wheat grew tall and ripened into golden grain. "Who will help me reap my wheat?" asked the little red hen. "Not I," said the duck. "Out of my classification," said the pig. "I'd lose my seniority," said the cow. "I'd lose my unemployment compensation," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen, and she did. At last it came time to bake the bread. "Who will help me bake bread?" asked the little red hen. "Oh, that'd be overtime for me," said the cow. "I'd lose my welfare benefits," said the duck. "I'm a dropout and never learned how," said the pig. "Well, if I'm to be the only helper, that's discrimination," said the goose. "Then I will," said the little red hen. She baked 5 loaves and held them up for her neighbors to see. They all wanted some, and in fact demanded a share. But the little red hen said, "No, I can eat the 5 loaves myself." "Excess profits," cried the cow. "Capitalist leech," screamed the duck. "I demand equal rights," yelled the goose. And the pig just grunted. And they painted unfair picket signs and marched round and round the little red hen, shouting obscenities. When the government agent came, he said to the little red hen, "You must not be greedy." "But I earned the bread," said the little red hen. "Exactly," said the agent. "That's the wonderful free enterprise system. Anyone in the barnyard can earn as much as he wants. But under our modern government regulations, the productive workers must divide their product with the idle." And they lived happily ever after, including the little red hen, who smiled and clucked, "I am grateful, I am grateful." But her neighbors wondered why she never again baked any more bread. I guess a lot of us have been wondering something like that. This is Ronald Reagan. Thanks for listening.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
84 degrees outside. Stock market is down $1.75. Let me bring in Mr. Producer himself. The one and only Joey Clark.
Hello, hello, hello.
How are we doing today, big guy?
Oh, I'm doing great. How are you?
Outstanding, outstanding, outstanding. 84 degrees outside. Yeah. It's still kind of sticky, and it was 72 degrees this morning at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
That's a little much for me here. I'm ready for some coolness to enter into the equation here.
Likewise.
Okay, wow. We've got a lot going on. You know, you send your kid to college, you don't expect him to get killed in hazing at a fraternity.
Oh, good Lord. This story is so sad.
American teen was forced into ISIS. Dad took her there. Oh, thanks, Dad. I really appreciate that. Boy Scouts of America are admitting girls to their program so they can earn it. Eagle Scout, love to see what you guys think about that. Donald Trump does an interview with Hannity and goes and nails some things up. NBC kind of is looking to the side on the Weinstein's deal and isn't running stories. Donald Trump calls NBC fake news and really kind of hits it up on that one. Margaret Brennan on what decertification has to do. And then, of course, Major Garrett's got to get into the Trump tax plan and some of the Trump problems out of there. I tell you, Let's start out with the radio call raises question about Vegas shooting.
Newly released radio calls show the first effort to warn police about the gunman in the Las Vegas massacre. A hotel maintenance worker called down from the 32nd floor of Mandalay Bay after a security guard was shot. The recording raises more questions about the police response.
This has many people wondering why the shooter stopped his gunfire after a hailstorm of bullets first into the hotel hallway and then onto hundreds at a country concert below. These are some of the first gunshots fired by Stephen Paddock from inside his suite at Mandalay Bay.
Call the police. Someone's firing a gun up here. Someone's firing a rifle on the 32nd floor down the hallway.
Building engineer Stephen Shuck used his radio to let hotel staff know about the terror unfolding on the 32nd floor.
It's at the end of the hallway.
Security guard Jesus Campos was already shot.
I can't tell you what room. He looked like he fired down the hallway when I got close to the door.
After Shuck's call, it's still unclear when exactly the Mandalay Bay staff called the police.
Nobody's trying to hide anything.
Originally, Clark County Sheriff Joseph Lombardo had said Campos interrupted the shooter. But now, Lombardo says those first shots were fired 6 minutes before Paddock started his rampage.
What we want to do is draw the most accurate picture we can. And I'm telling you right now, today, that timeline might change again.
Investigators say Paddock did not have any gambling debts and his girlfriend did not worry about his mental health. But his motive is still unclear.
The first lawsuit by a victim has been filed. Paige Gasper's family is suing a number of parties they believe were negligent in this shooting, including MGM, which owns Mandalay Bay. In an interview with the Las Vegas Review-Journal, Sheriff Lombardo said, as an autopsy has been performed on Paddock, and no brain abnormalities have been found.
Okay, so the maintenance guy says, call the police, they're shooting up here, and the first shots are in the room. And now I'm thinking what he did is he shot the window out versus knocked the window out. Because if he fired into the hallway to hit the security guy, and the maintenance guy is saying he... Somebody's firing down the hallway because all he could see was the bullets and hear them, see the shots and hear it. It would make sense that he wouldn't sit there and just start. No, he'd just shoot it out and then go out and start firing down on the crowd.
Well, it sounded like this guy, he was caught by surprise by the security guard, and that leads to all this very quickly, whereas he might have been sitting up there for longer if he hadn't been caught.
But they didn't say, you know, we were listening to the 911 call yesterday, they didn't say that somebody called from the Mandolin Hotel and said shots are being fired on the 32nd floor. I mean, he knew the shots were, he said, someone shooting on the 32nd floor. So it would have changed the response time.
Yeah. And it's raising more questions.
The other interesting part of that is they did an autopsy of him. There's no brain abnormality.
Right.
So that starts putting some pieces together, so just maybe that psychopath that we thought of. You know, that sheriff, I think he gets way too far ahead of the game where he's making, I think he's been working with others, and he had an escape route, a plan type thing. He just, he shouldn't be doing that. Okay, so... kind of getting to some local issues here. WSFA did a report and talking about maybe the solution for our Department of Correction, federal solution, is to get more mental health folks working.
Alabama's prison system may see its mental health staff almost double. The proposal comes as a result of a court ruling which called mental health care in the correction system in Alabama, quote, grossly inadequate. Raycom political reporter Michael Downa takes a closer look at the plan.
So this is the first step in that process of Alabamians taking the lead.
A first step, which if it goes through as is, would hire around 125 new mental health care workers, costing Alabama around $10 million a year.
They need to add staff. They desperately need to add staff.
Earlier this year, Judge Myron Thompson ruled against the DOC, calling for plenty of changes. And while mental health care workers were a part of that, there were other issues as well.
And where the money adds up much faster is correctional understaffing.
It's no secret that Alabama's prisons have been understaffed for years now, often hovering around 50%. But if they were forced to somehow double their staffing, well, look out.
Correctional staffing, as I mentioned, currently costs around $175 million a year.
So basic math.
Basic math would suggest you're looking at $175 million a year more than what we're currently spending.
Alabama would have trouble affording even half that number, but the judge could basically force the state's hand to pay out.
It's difficult politically, but it's actually not difficult legally.
So Alabama wants to be in control and not have a judge to tell them how to spend our state's money.
It's Alabamians making these decisions. That's important.
Now, we are quite some time away from figuring out exactly how much this is going to cost. Now, the DOC did send a statement to us shortly before the show saying, quote, the doubling staffing levels will ensure the delivery of reasonably adequate mental health care is sustainable at a time when the number of inmates requiring care is expected to rise. However, an increase in staffing is contingent on having adequate funding.
Okay, Stephen, hang on for me. Remember when the governor was talking about, oh, we're going to get taken over by the feds and all this kind of stuff?
Oh, yeah.
And so we have to build all these prisons, which is basically, we called it from the very beginning, that was a big lie. Could you imagine Bentley lying?
Oh, what?
I know that.
Shocking.
Ah.
But I love all my staff equally.
$10 million to solve a problem is cheap. That is cheap. But
it is.
Getting the old calculator out, $10 million divided by 125 people, that's $80,000 a person.
It's a pretty good salary.
Well, that's, I'm sure that's $80,000 with the benefits and all that kind of stuff.
So, yeah.
So it's probably a $60,000 salary. But if $10 million solves it, that's cheap. I would kind of look at your baseline number and figure $80,000, and you look at, say, $15,000 of that is benefits, maybe more. Then you're talking about a $55,000 to $60,000 a year person. Stephen, hang on for me. I got to go to a break. Dan Marr Show, we're going to be back right after this.
If we lose freedom here, there's no place to escape to. This is the last stand on earth.
What do you get with Greg, Rich, Jay, and Emily Hayes? Three men and a lady. Mornings, 6 to 9 on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
If you have a pool, you know about needing help with it from time to time. I have found that company for you, Fagan Pool Service. They're a Regal Chemical dealer. They've been in business over 40 years. Regal Chemicals are the very top of the line. This is family-owned, father-son duo. They handle all repairs such as pool liners, pumps, motors, filters, salt generators, leak detection, you name it. American run by two veterans, so you can trust they know the importance of hard work, dedication, and integrity.
Has your pool lost its fun? We keep you in the swim of things. Call 201-1819, 201-1819, Fagan Pool Service.
Many people here in the Montgomery area are looking for a new dentist. Some of you may have just moved into the area, or your dentist may be about to retire, or maybe it's just too hard to get an appointment with your dentist. The Dan Morris Show has a personal recommendation just for you. Dr. Dan Hudson of Bill Road Family Dentistry. He is a sole practitioner dentist with a heart for his patients. Maybe you need a checkup, or you may need to have crowns or cosmetic dentistry. Dr. Dan Hudson can handle your case. He is a complete dentist who has the latest and most up-to-date dental equipment. He can do crowns in just one appointment, saving you time and money. But the real secret of Dr. Dan Hudson's success is his staff. You'll love the staff of Bell Road Family Dentistry. You aren't just a patient number, but a part of the family of the Bell Road Family Dentistry practice. You'll love this former member of the Special Forces who is dedicated to your dental health. Call 395-6695 to set up a consultative appointment. Dr. Dan Hudson, Bell Road Family Dentistry, 395-6695. He will make your smile.
Attention truck buyers, it's Ram Power Days at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram in Prattville, where every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck has been discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. That savings so big, they're worth repeating. Every remaining Ram Bighorn Crew Cab truck discounted up to $12,000 off MSRP, or get 0% APR up to 72 months. And every credit application gets processed immediately. We have lenders that can get just about anyone approved. Plus, Brubaker wants your trade in any condition, even if you owe thousands more than it's worth during Ram Power Days, where you get discounts up to $12,000 off MSRP or 0% APR financing at Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram on the Eastern Boulevard in Montgomery and Brubaker Dodge Chrysler Jeep Ram of Prattville on Cobbs Ford Road in Prattville or online 24/7 at Brubaker.com.
Bonafide buyers through Chrysler Capital Finance, 1388 monthly for 1,000 finance, all sales plus tax, tag, title, and done. Pre-all rebates to dealer. Negative equity may be applied to new loan offers. Don't combine.
I love watching home remodeling shows. Then I heard about a home equity line of credit from ASE Credit Union. It's a low interest, tax-deductible line of credit that uses your home equity as collateral. I can get the money I need to update the bathrooms and add some real curb appeal. I worked hard to buy my home. Now my home is working for me. It's your home. ASE is your credit union. Equal opportunity lender. NMLS 420259.
When news happens, you'll hear about it first. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
Don't you worry. 272-9228. Excuse me. Let's go to the phones and go to Stephen. Stephen, welcome aboard.
Hey, how are you doing today?
Doing great.
Okay, I just got one thing to say about the Paddock autopsy. The media stating that they did an autopsy on Paddock and that they found no brain abnormality.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't really see how they could make that point when he shot himself in the head and scrambled his brain. So how would they even know if he had any brain?
Well, we don't know if he did shot himself directly in the brain, if he shot that he did it in his mouth and it came through the bottom of his brain, which is the fastest way to kill yourself.
Okay. Well, I was just curious about that. I know really you can't tell if somebody's got a brain abnormality if they just by the way they think or anything. You know, people think crazy thoughts all the time, and not have anything physically wrong with them.
Well, what happens, as long as he didn't mess up the frontal cortex, then if they look at that, that's what they need to see.
Okay. All right. Well, I was just curious about that. I sure appreciate it.
Thanks, Stephen.
Abby normal brains. Man.
Abby normal.
What? Where we're all out of flowers. What should we throw in now?
I love it. Trump signed executive order, and it was really interesting. I couldn't tape it of what was being said, but Rand Paul was in the background at the signing and spoke there and was really good. And I was impressed.
Well, and there are some people calling Rand Paul the Trump whisperer now.
Well, he met with Trump. He told Trump that he could do this. Trump went and talked to his legislative people and his legal team and said, oh, yeah, you can do this, and got, HHS, the absentee price over there, and talked to him about it.
And I think they've had official meetings, like you said, but I think they also are in fairly constant communication, as much as the president can be, with somebody over the phone. They go golfing. And it's interesting because Rand, for a little while, some of the establishment wanted to brand him and the rest of the Freedom Caucus and the Senate and the House as the troublemakers, the ones who are stopping us from doing everything. And Trump went along with it, I think, that first round. But I believe Trump realizes now who the issue is. He's going to work with Mitch, but he realizes who the problem is.
Right. Mitch.
Mitch. He's going to work with him, but he knows. Well, and it's not just Mitch. It's the whole sort of moderate to left-leaning caucus in the Republican Party. Because they are supposedly the ones who like to make deals and get things done, and yet they're the ones being obstinate.
True. But in the signing, I will get his statement here in just a second and get it out on the air. But the order directs federal agencies to consider loosening rules controlling the issuance of health insurance coverage by groups of businesses, as well as the duration of short-term health plans that don't currently meet Obamacare rules. The order is not expected to have a big effect on enrollment for the upcoming sign-up season, but could change the path of insurance, such as being able to go in and go over state lines. Several of the Rand Paul kind of suggestions that were there. Let's go to Papa B. Papa B, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Hey, Dan and Joey.
How are you?
Hello.
I'm doing great. Doing great. I saw the news conference about Rand Paul's deal with this, executive order here. And, of course, Senator Paul alluded to this back during the last Lindsey Graham demise.
Right.
He indicated that he thought that this issue would still be a hot topic on in 2018 here, and that then they could do something about it. I kind of had the feeling that this was going to happen. And this is what I would call Rand Paul's gambit, that you can blow up Obamacare from the inside and, then take it down the rest of the way after it's completely defunct. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think that's very possible. The only problem is if it implodes, you got to make sure you got something that can pick up the pieces there, because the Democrats are going to blame you for it.
Well, and I think folks like Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, a few others are actually trying to present something when it implodes. But most of the Republican Party is making a huge mistake, where the Democrats behind Bernie Sanders, it might sound kooky, folks, too expensive with single payer, but they're out there making the argument all over the place for single payer, where the Republicans are sort of going, well, we're going to kind of tweak the status quo. Who's going to win that argument?
Well, the Republicans are terrible at making arguments.
The Republicans are so downstream on everything just about that's happening, in the American politics today, the establishment Republicans, they are stuck in a 25, 30 or more year ago type of mindset, and they just can't get over the fact that they actually have won, and they can go ahead and do something about it.
Well, this is a case of the dog catching the bus. They caught the bus, yeah, and they don't know what to do with it. The other thing is, we are... The Republicans like that, Sass and some of the crap he said yesterday about Donald Trump, these guys just do not get it. They're so out of touch with the way Americans are thinking about stuff.
It's hard to really fathom how far afield they are.
Mm-hmm.
When you hear that, when you hear the Senator Tennessee, what's his name? Who I'm talking about.
Corker,
right. And some of the comments he's made, you just realize these folks just are clueless. They're clueless as to what is actually motivating the American populace here to vote for somebody like Trump and to support somebody like Trump.
Well, and also the thing is, Corker was head of the Foreign Relations Committee when all this crap was going on with North Korea that nobody did anything about. I mean, it was their watch. They were not yelling fire. But they're going, Trump may start World War III. That was the most irresponsible statement that a senator could say. He could have said that in a lot of different forms, in a lot of different ways, on the floor of the Senate. But to do that with the New York Times the way he did, that was crazy.
Yes.
I do understand it.
You do?
They have their own
Explain
little
it
fiefdoms.
To me.
they have their own little fiefdoms, and they've got their, so-called rights over certain areas of the government, and they don't like the idea of Donald Trump coming in and messing things up for them. It's my idea of it anyway. This still doesn't make too much sense. When you look at it, it's like, why would you on purpose go against your own president in that kind of way. You just really have to have a deep hatred for him for some reason.
Well, Corker and Trump were... were actually, buddies. They were, he was being considered for the Secretary of State's job. But my problem, I think what happened is Trump is doing what actually needs to be done, and he is asserting himself with North Korea. And nobody's been willing to do that.
And I think he's also, Trump is not, I bet, talking to the Senate Foreign Relations Committee as much as the Senate Foreign Relations Committee wants.
Yeah.
So if Trump actually is thinking about a unilateral strike against North Korea without consulting the Chinese, that is a possibility of a world war, but I don't think Trump's actually doing that.
Well, you remember, we talked to Luther Strange, and I said, have you been briefed on your options? And he on the options, and he said, yes, I have.
Right.
Yes, we have.
You know, this sounds crazy to say.
No, not from you.
Absolutely is true. We beat the Democrats, now we got to beat the Republicans.
No, give him applause. Give him applause.
Thank you.
That's the way to do it, buddy. That's the way to do it. Papa B, you have a good one, my friend. News Talk 93.1. Randall, hang on for me. I'm going to be right back to you.
Listening to the Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV. I'm in no hurry, I can take my time. Oh, I'm going red, my tongue's getting tired. Tongue's getting tired. I'm up my head, my mouth's getting dry. Better cha cha cha. Let's spend the night together. Now I need you more than ever. Let's spend the night together now. Ba ba la la, ba 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 ba.
Giving voice to liberty in our time. The Joey Clark Radio Hour. Monday through Friday, 6 to 7 p.m. on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Accidents come in all sizes, from the little parking lot ding in your door, to the next-door neighbor's kid and his skateboard, to the full-blown uh-oh in traffic. Precision Body and Paint can handle all of your... Precision Body and Paint has been repairing dings, scrapes, and crashes in the River Region since 1986. They pride themselves on quality, affordable auto body repair. They fix your vehicle right the first time. Precision's technicians have years of experience, and their goal is 100% customer satisfaction. Remember, if you are in an accident, it's your choice which collision repair facility repairs your car. Insist on Precision Body and Paint. 4245 Atlanta Highway. Estimates are free, and Precision Body and Paint works with all insurance companies. They handle collision repair, auto glass and mirror repair, hail damage, or body trim repair. So, if you have a... or even a little door ding, call Precision Body and Paint at 277-2080. Like them on Facebook. Remember, Precision Body and Paint won't sleep until your car is perfect.
Hi, I'm Conrad Misseldine with Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. It's been several months since we even thought about the cold weather, but the long-range prediction for the river region is a chillier than average winter. Is your furnace up to the job, or is it time to consider getting a new one? At Luke Wire, we've just purchased a truckload of furnaces from Carrier so that we can offer a huge discount. These units will be in different sizes as well as both gas and electric. Now's the perfect time for you to call us and schedule a heating tune-up. But if your furnace is old, we can change it out and save you 20%. Furnaces that are several years old may become a danger to your family. So call Air Conditioning by Luke Wire. We will talk with you about replacing your old unit with an up-to-date, safe Carrier furnace. Save 20% by calling us now, and you'll be ready for the colder weather that will be upon us before we know it. Don't miss out on Luke Wire's truckload Carrier furnace sale going on now for a limited time. Call 264-9666 or visit us online at acbylukewire.com.
Fine dining? Great dining. The vintage year is back and better than ever. Under new management, Chase Brown have taken great dining to a new level. Think for a moment about starting your meal with an appetizer of jumbo lump crab cakes. One is enough. Two becomes almost a meal in itself. Join that with a great glass of wine or your favorite adult beverage, and you're beginning the night out right. Then let your eyes wander down the menu to the main courses. Will it be the sesame-crusted tuna or a delicious steak cooked to perfection? Or maybe it's the chicken pasta or the seared Hudson Valley duck breast. It's all delicious. Want to have a great dinner? Then let's go to the Vintage Year. It's back and better than ever. The Vintage Year in Old Cloverdale at 405 Cloverdale Road. 405 Cloverdale Road.
Hi, this is Rick Peters, managing partner of Blue Water Broadcasting. For 12 years, we've called Montgomery home. And one thing that we've learned is that local business drives the local economy. It's the lifeblood of our community. So when you're thinking about a purchase, think local first.
Hi, this is David Harrell with the Southern Land Brokers. If you're looking for property in Alabama and Georgia, look to us, the company that puts integrity first. We have listings throughout the South. We're proud to be a local business, and we care about our community.
It's our community. Buy local, think local. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
Fox News Radio, I'm Chris Foster. Taking on Obamacare on his own, President Trump signs an executive order to expand low-cost plans that don't fall under its rules.
We are moving toward lower costs and more options in the healthcare market and taking crucial steps toward saving the American people from the nightmare of Obamacare.
He wants to make it easier for businesses and groups to get together to buy what's called association plans across state lines. The order would also allow more short-term insurance policies. None of it takes effect immediately. The United States is pulling out of the United Nations Cultural Agency.
The State Department accusing UNESCO of anti-Israel bias and saying it's in need of fundamental reform. In 2011, the United States suspended funding after UNESCO voted to include Palestine as a member.
And now Israel is preparing to leave as well. Fox News, we report, you decide.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. For a free quote, call 1-800-577-2058. AFS Foundation and Waterproofing Specialists. They support everything you love.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Behind that last front yesterday, we get a slight break today in that it won't be quite as humid. Today, mostly sunny with a high temperature up to about 87. Generally clear tonight. Overnight low temperature down to about 63. That's not too bad. Tomorrow, sunshine dominates. High around 89. Tomorrow night's low in the mid-60s. Then on Saturday, should be a dry day with a high around 86. Lots of sun. On Sunday, could be an isolated shower somewhere in the area, mid-80s. Slight chance of a shower Monday as a front moves through. And boy, oh boy, that is the cold front we are waiting for on Monday. Tuesday will be great. Download our weather app. Stay on top of the weather changes. Go to the App Store and search Rich Thomas Weather. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
The River Region's 24-hour news talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
And that's 272-9228. That's where we are. Heading to Amplify Salon and Spa today.
Oh, yes.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He'd been here last night.
Oh, that whole little shopping center there in Cloverdale is kicking butt.
It really is. It's amazing how crowded the whole area is now.
And I'm excited for the plan Chase is working on about across the street with the little breakfast kind of...
Breakfast and lunch?
Yeah. Oh, that sounds incredible. And I almost need to go to Amplify. I'm letting my locks grow long and it's working. I almost want to go just for like a massage or something. Like, they do a courtesy massage ride just for with a haircut.
Yeah, they do. The stress relief. Let's go to the phones. Go to Randall. Randall, welcome aboard.
How you doing, fellas? This is a touch on the last call before I move on. My dad told me long ago, if you wasn't the best at what you do, you wouldn't have no haters. So I guess Donald Trump's the best at what he does. So
he's got plenty of hate.
Yes, sir, he does. I want to jump back to the about the mental health. Well, I understand the $10 million, they're going to hire so many people to start looking to get them before they make it to prison?
No. Inside prison, they need more mental health workers. They need to double their staff. And people that are trained in mental health that are working in the medical unit there. And to recognize, to be able to spot, you know, issues that inmates are having, help them with their medication and things like that.
Oh, man, I was hoping that we started to get a little help out there or something.
That's our national and statewide. Lynn Brashears, who's a friend of my family's, known Lynn and Dr. Bob forever, she's in charge of mental health, and I think she's going to make some positive changes in that department.
I can't wait, and I can't wait that she comes on the show. So maybe
I might do that. I might get her on my show. That's a great point there.
Yeah, I would love to hear that show. I love all your shows. Or I ain't like one better. I mean, they all great. So anyway, all right. Well, thank you for that info, and keep my ear peeled back for.
You got it.
Hey, what was her name so I can look her up now?
Lynn Brashear.
Okay. All right.
Thank
you, sir.
Thanks. Let me go to Jason. Jason, welcome aboard.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen. How y'all doing?
Doing great.
Hey, I just have a quick, want to get your opinion on something. I guess I called in long enough for you to realize I don't like Trump. I have my own opinions, but regardless of that, my question is: I see Trump as not a person, as not being like a problem solver. Like he's not gonna. I don't see him or him being put in power as a way to address true issues. I see him as his election as a response, right? So I see him as being not the champion of a movement, but like the product of disdain and distrust and a lot of different things among the voters to say, okay, this is like the thumb in the eye of the man. I'm going to vote for this guy that really should never run for anything. But I also see the same thing in regards to Hillary. I can say the same thing about Roy Moore. So my question is, what do you think the likelihood is of another, like a third party or even a fourth party coming along, a third or fourth party coming along to disrupt the two-party system that we have, seeing as how it doesn't seem to be functioning the way we need it to? So the question is, out of all these things going on, I just see it getting worse. So I don't know if, unless we get a third party or third or fourth party in there to represent like the rest of us, I don't know if this is going to end with. So I don't know what the likelihood of that is.
Well, normally what happens is a party gets retuned with it changes into what it needs to be, and it normally is after failure.
Yes.
The Republican Party, after Richard Nixon in Watergate, took a terrible beating. But out of that came Ronald Reagan and the Reagan dynasty that was there that we're still feeling the impact of today. And you had the same thing with FDR. FDR came in and basically, because of the screw-up of the Great Depression, FDR came in and retooled the Democrat Party into a real nationalist party. So you normally you have to have events like that happen versus a third party normally does more to shape another party by their failure because you took enough votes away from them.
Yeah, and in American history too, Jason, anytime a third party has major success, what happens is one of the two major parties co-opts those ideas that people like so much.
Yeah, they morph into
it. Yeah, that's kind of how the Democratic Party did when Bernie came along. Yep. Like, well, 2016, mm-hmm. It was like Hillary kind of morphed into like a pseudo-Bernie for a minute.
That was good, Jason. I like that.
She started adopting some of his more like favorable ideas to enhance her platform, and a lot of us fell for it and voted for her. And she was a trash candidate, but I guess in general, this kind of how it was. But I guess my issue is that really hasn't happened. So, like, you think after 2008. The Republican Party did their I can't remember, like post-mortem or whatever kind of autopsy, whatever report thing that they did after Romney lost like by a country mile. And they didn't really change anything, right? And even the Democratic Party, they got stuck. And so they didn't raise any new candidates the whole time Barack was in office. So fast forward 10 years, we got Hillary again. And you're like, dude, like nobody wants to see her. So it's like, both parties seem stagnant. Like they're not really changing. And I feel like that's what caused people to vote for Donald Trump.
Yeah, I think that
caused people to vote for Roy Moore.
Donald Trump,
frustration.
Donald Trump is the change. Roy Moore, I think that is more of. There was a vote against Luther Strange. I think you take Roy Moore's base and add those people who didn't like Luther Strange, and there you have a victory.
Well, and also, Jason, Trump is fairly unique in the sense that, like, Roy Moore is a protest vote of Strange, and Roy Moore is also sort of a champion of people in particular here in Alabama. Trump, in almost in many senses, is a heel or an anti-hero, that he could get away with saying, I like war heroes that weren't captured. He can get away with saying a lot of stuff because people were tired of politics as usual. Trump sort of played the bad guy to your average politician, and his election is more of a cultural change than a policy change in many ways, though he did, and you have to give him credit, change the discussion on immigration.
I can give you that, but the idea is, how does that morph into positive results for us? And that's the issue. Is like, okay, I get him being different. I mean, even if I credit him for being, you know, disruptive in a good way, that has to manifest into something positive. And if you say, well
let me take issue to that. Look at the gross domestic product and look at the GDP. We're at 3.1% right now. That's coming off of just 3 quarters ago is at 1.1. That's an enormous amount of money that's coming into the country and being, you know, built and making things and such. So I disagree with you on the positive effect. I think people are expanding. They have a different confidence in the direction of the country, particularly among the business class.
I can give you that, but I'm saying most of the metrics that you can, like, measure the economy by, they were trending this way in November, December.
No, the stock market was going up.
It was going up. The trend is bad. The stock market was already going up.
Jason, you're talking to somebody. Jason, you're talking to somebody who's in the stock market business. When you look at where we were and the difference of November the 8th and where we are now, the stock market is up basically 24%. Off of coming from a abnormal high, but that was because of some of the things that were happening, mainly the fact that everything was frozen. There was a kind of something good of having the Obama administration frozen. So
you're saying there wasn't an upward trend in the growth of the stock market before Trump got in office?
Well, yes, there was, but it was coming. But Jason, you're it's like talking to what's his name? It's like you're giving it a. You're adding it to Obama did and what Obama's policy. It was actually just the opposite of. It was the fact that they weren't able to get any more done because the Republicans were stopping them. It's what was doing it because the stock market and businesses hated what Obama was doing, hated it.
Right, but I guess from my understanding of how it generally works, right, when a president comes in office, if you're a one-term president, whatever, most of the time, you don't see the effect of a president's term until after they get out of office, right?
No, totally wrong. 1982 was the bottom of the recession. And so Ronald Reagan is still in office, and we go in and start making record high after record high, beginning, I think, in 1985, and then we had the stock market crash of 1987, where we had gone from basically 1,100 in the Dow to 2,700 in the Dow, got cut back down to 1,400 in the Dow, and then made a new high within a year and a half later. That was the tale of the Ronald Reagan, George, in the beginning of George Bush. So all that growth happened during Ronald Reagan's time.
Okay, so I guess you could credit Obama with the stimulus. Did the stimulus not help?
No, the stimulus, first of all, the first stimulus was George W. Excuse me, I wasn't paying attention to the economy because I had my head in the sand in Iraq. The first stimulus was actually George W. Bush. The second one was Barack Obama and the shovel-ready. He even admitted that there were not many shovel-ready projects that got done out there. That was Obama admitted that.
Okay, that's fine. I guess my general point is, if you see any kind of There were positive indicators, metrics to the economy, a number of things before Trump got in office. That's all I'm saying. I'm not saying he didn't inherit like some grand mess, but even regardless of that,
It was a flat gross domestic product was at a flat number. You can't measure just stock market. Stock markets react to future type things. But also, if you are getting out of their way and getting out of their knickers, then they kind of go, wait a minute, he's not going to start doing something crazy we haven't planned for, because Obama was basically being neutered by the Republican Senate.
I would give you being neutered a lot of points by the Republican Senate. But I guess, regardless, I guess I got to go back to my original point, and you get me off on tangents. It's your fault. But
we got to hurry here.
My point is, regardless of all of the crazy stuff with going on with Trump and how he tweets and his interactions and what he says and doesn't say and all that good stuff, it has to translate into something positive for everybody. And we can talk about how all that pans out, but unless that happens,
that's why I said what I said. The best way to have a positive impact on everybody is not give selective groups things, but make the economy grow. Get confidence back into it, and that is what's happened, without a doubt. Jason, always enjoy my conversation with you.
All right, y'all.
Mark, hang on for me. Dan Marr Show, we'll be back right after this.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
They pulled in just behind the bridge. He lays her down. He frowns. Gee, my life's a funny thing. Am I still too young? He kissed the van.
The biggest and baddest broadcast in all the land. Happy Hour with Greg Nudell and Joey Clark. Afternoons 3 to 6 on the River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Don, who cleared the field behind your house? I know all you have is a lawnmower. I need my fence line and green fields cleared.
Prattville Farm Center. Now they'll bring their own crew and equipment and clear whatever you need. They said no job is too small.
I've been going to Prattville Farm Center for years. I like doing business with hometown folks.
Oh, me too. Prattville Farm Center will get the job done right and get it done quickly.
If you have green fields that need to be cleared, call Randy at Prattville Farm Center on South Memorial Drive in Prattville. Call 365-5400. That's 365-5400.
When you have a foundation problem, you want two things. You want it fixed, and you don't want to spend one dime more than you have to. Whether it's for your home or business, Parrott Structural Services can handle the job. Integrity, experience, and value is what Parrott Structural Services is all about. Call 334-517-0389 and have Parrott Structural Services drop by for an estimate today. With 37 years in the business, you're in good hands with Parrott Structural Services. 334-517-0389. That's 334-517-0389 or online at parrotss.com.
The premier place the River Region turns to for news, weather, traffic, and opinion. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228. Okay, the trajectory on the stock market on October the 1st, that was at 18,142. Now it is at 22,863. From the point of October the 1st, 1985, you go back to December the 1st, 1914, it's basically flat. There's a difference of 300 points in the Dow. From December the 1st, 2014, to October the 1st, 2016. That's 2 years of flatness. That was the two highs, as a matter of fact. It had a downward bias. You go down to December the 1st, it was 16,576. And here we're at 18,142. That is a time period of almost 4 years. Let's go to Mark. Mark, welcome aboard.
Decalores to the brother.
Decalores, brother. How are you?
Good. You know, I was on the phone to the Department of Mental Health. I work there, but not for the state,
mm-hmm.
the Montgomery. And we've had level funding for 4 years, and you're a smart guy. You know what level funding means.
Yep.
People go, therapists that have got master's and license go somewhere else, because level funding means no raises. So I'm hoping Ms. Beshear will do well here. We've got something in the works, because if we can get them before they get in prison and before they just go camp out at the ER for a place to stay and say, I'm suicidal, I'm afraid I'm going to hurt myself or somebody else, they got to take them. And if we can get some help with them and some therapy to them before that, we'll unclog some of the ones that are in there.
Absolutely.
That's
let me ask you.
Part of what I do in my job.
So are you doing that for the city? I mean, for the county?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, it's Montgomery Area Mental Health.
Okay, that's outstanding. See, I think this is...
The old grill building, you remember that?
Oh, yeah. That's where you are?
Yeah, well, we have two offices, but yeah. I just usually don't talk about what I do. But anyway, it's a great job, and I love it. And, you know, in 10 years, you get vested. But I just hope Ms. Beshear is going to help us, too, at the local level. And Birmingham's got a good program, and, you know, some of the bigger cities. We do Lowndes in Autauga County as well. And, you know, there's not enough people in the offices to take care of the people that have the needs. So
let me ask you a couple questions, Mark. Do you agree with the philosophy that not all mental health issues and areas are the same, that you have to tailor make your mental health program to fit your demographics in your area?
Well, you know, because I'm only in Lowndes, Autauga, and Montgomery, I can't tell you, but I can tell you this. Most of the stories are similar. Most of the depression issues or psychotropic drugs they take are similar. There are more similarities than there are differences, if that's kind of an answer.
Well, do you think it's the same here as it is in Huntsville, for example?
Well, you know, I just don't know, since I hadn't worked in Huntsville, but I wouldn't be surprised if it's the same thing, because it's a revolving door, and it's usually consumers of ours who live with an aunt or a mom or a grandmom, and so it's stressful on the caregiver, too.
What would you do to solve the problem?
Well, I don't know that any problem like crime or anything can be solved, but I think if we had more people, at least in the three counties we deal with, to service them, go there, be an in-home team, go to their home once a week, like we do some, that maybe we could keep them, keep up with their meds, keep up with the doctor's appointments a little better, so they wouldn't get way off the meds and just be walking the streets and go to the Montgomery City Jail. Ask anybody, any of the cops that work at the jail, and they'll tell you that they're in there a lot. Same with the ERs, because they'll just walk in there.
Yeah. And, the reason I pointed out Huntsville, because if you look it up in Huntsville, we've had several cases of people kind of going crazy with guns and shooting up.
Yeah.
You remember the professor, female, out there?
Yeah.
And the several years ago, but the person that was working in the governmental office that was there, we just kind of went off mark. And to me, Mark, you have to have eyes on target. You have to be talking and servicing and finding out what's going on with people, and we don't have enough people to do that.
We don't have enough people.